Welcome to What's Up Bainbridge. I'm your host, Sonia Scare. Climate Action Bainbridge is sponsoring a community forum called Carbon Footprint of Food Waste. It is a virtual forum via Zoom on Tuesday, April 27th, 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. The goal of the forum is to expand people's understanding of issues related to climate change and energy. Today, I'm speaking with Deb Rudnick, Chair of Bainbridge Island Watershed Council, and Diane Landry is the Program Manager of Zero Waste. Welcome, Deb and Diane. Thanks for being with me today on this Zoom meeting.
Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
I hadn't thought of food and climate change as being related. What's the relationship there?
So, Sonia, there's a lot of intersections between food and climate. Growing food can have a huge carbon footprint in terms of how soils are managed for growing it, the carbon intensity of the fertilizers and pesticides we add, mechanized equipment that's involved in harvesting and transportation, everything that has to do with getting food to your plate. And then making decisions about buying food is important too, whether we think about buying food that's closer to us, that is grown with fewer pesticides, those choices have climate consequences as well. And finally, there's the question of what becomes the food that we don't consume on our end, so the food we might waste. So for example, here on Bainbridge Island, if you put your leftovers into the trash, that then goes on a 300-mile journey to a landfill in Oregon. And that's where it decomposes without any oxygen. And that process produces methane, which is a powerful greenhouse gas. If you compost that food, it gets sent to a composting facility, and there is still some carbon dioxide produced, but not methane. So it's a better alternative from a climate perspective. And of course, the best thing is to waste as little food as possible.
But I assume that the heavy food waste producers would be the restaurants and food processing plants and the vendors at festivals, and you know, they'd be producing more and it would be a larger amount. They would have more of an impact on climate change. Does an individual household have an impact on food waste?
Yeah, that's a great question, Sonia. So certainly commercial entities are big users and consumers of food, but ultimately they're serving that food to us. So the individual consumers are actually the ones that are driving the entire system in terms of the choices we make and what we buy. And the average US consumer wastes about a pound of food a day. And that's both at home and eating out. So when you scale that up to thinking about the hundreds of millions of us, you can see how important just that little amount of food per person really is. A lot of that, especially during the pandemic, this is true, it's consumed at home. So actually we have a lot of control as individuals over the carbon footprint of our food.
And one of the biggest methane emitters are animals, specifically cows. So if at home you decide to eat less meat, like just buy a little less each time or devote certain days to just not having a meat meal. And then also just really make an effort to finish your leftovers. If you want to make a new meal out of your leftovers, there are sites online where you can type in your ingredients and come up with something. And then there are also sites now that teach you how to use different parts of, say, a vegetable that you normally would have composted, and instead you can eat it now.
Who are our partners on Bainbridge that are addressing this issue?
Well, Sonia, there's a hierarchy to food waste reduction. So just to go over that before we get into the partners, you know, first there is not to have that surplus to begin with, not to put the effort, the chemicals, the energy into producing that food if it's not going to be eaten. And then after that comes with leftover food, trying to feed other people, then animals, then using it for energy, then composting it, anything to avoid putting it into the landfill where it will create that methane that contributes to climate change. So our grocery stores, for example, they supply leftover food to Helpline, the senior center. Our island pig farmers pick up waste products from the distillery and prep food scraps from restaurants. Then there's grease from cooking. Never pour that down the drain. Bainbridge Disposal Transfer Station has a collection receptacle for that. And a company picks it up and turns it into fuel or our animal feed. And then Bainbridge Disposal, our waste hauler. They offer our yard waste subscription service. So you can put any type of food in there. So anyone can have that means of disposal. And then other partners on the island are, for example, Friends of the Farm. They help to keep farming local here. So lots of partners.
Yeah, that sounds great. It's a quite an extensive list, actually, when you start listing it all out. A lot of activity around trying to reuse some of this waste locally and different projects. So that's neat.
Definitely.
At the forum, who are the speakers at the event and what's the format?
There are going to be three speakers speaking on the national scene, the state level, and then our local abilities. Dominic Calabro from the US EPA Region 10 will speak about federal efforts to inform people and their efforts at waste food waste reduction. Heather Trim, who's the executive director of Zero Waste Washington, she'll be speaking about the efforts next year in the legislature to create rules around food waste reduction. And then locally, Michael Brian Brown, who owns Green Mountain Technologies, they make composters for all over the world, all different types of situations. He'll be speaking about different disposal systems, including composting, at which he's an expert, and also anaerobic digestion. The city, Deb, if you could speak a little bit more about maybe to the anaerobic digestion.
So the city is just starting to think about anaerobic digestion as an option. They did do a small demonstration project a few years ago. And they're just starting to think about whether or not they want to restart or expand that kind of work. It is a type of composting done in a closed systems that has some side benefits, including bioenergy production. So that's a really interesting option for us that as a community, I think we're just starting to think more about.
Okay, I think I remember they were those giant bins that we would see down at Linwood Center or over, I think, at the pub.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They were just putting everything into that giant thing. And it was producing some kind of byproduct fuel. And then it kind of went away. So has it just been kind of sitting in terms of how we could utilize it further around the city?
Yeah, so it did. So it was a pilot program, and then they brought the results of that to city council, and the city council kind of stepped back and said, we're not quite sure how we want to deal with this moving forward. I think there's been some renewed interest, particularly because the Climate Change Advisory Committee, of which I'm actually a member, has been working on identifying solutions for reducing our carbon emissions as a community. And anaerobic processing of food waste could be one of those solutions. It's something that we've recommended thinking more about and looking more at. So I think that's a direction we will explore moving forward.
Okay. And we mentioned earlier that we have the yard waste bins, and my family uses those. You know, we've been using those for many years, and we continue to use those. And I think that's a cost that some people probably don't want to spend on their household budget. Are there any incentives for them, for households that aren't using them, to start using them?
Well, there is another way to get rid of food waste, because I know sometimes it's a burden for people to have the huge yard waste container. It only comes in one size, and it can be hard to drag it out to the curb if you live far enough away from the street. So people can actually, for $3.50 a bag up to 30 gallons, take their food waste over to the Bainbridge Disposal Transfer Station and drop it off, and it goes in with the yard waste there.
Okay, that's a good alternative. Mm-hmm.
And also there's ask your neighbor if you can share their yard waste bin with them.
Mm-hmm. Good idea. Yeah. ours isn't always full.
Right. And you can also, certainly there are home composting options for people as well. Now, if you're just doing a backyard composting bin, you tend to be more limited in terms of what you can put in there. Home composting isn't really amenable to things like processing animal food waste, so meats and bones and things like that. But then there are also options like kind of home-sized composting systems that can take more of that. It is an initial investment, but then you own that item. So that's another option to look at as well.
Great. What's your message to our audience? What will they learn at the forum?
Yeah, so I think a lot more of the kinds of things we've been touching on today. Folks are going to learn a lot about the issue of food waste because the three speakers that we're bringing in bring a wide range of expertise at the federal, state, and local levels. I think folks will learn about how to connect with the issue at all these levels, from their own household all the way up to state and federal policy. We're just hopeful that there'll be some interest sparked and thoughts about how you play a role in our food system, and that your choices as a consumer about what you do both in purchasing food and what you do when you're done with your food really does make a difference, and that these changes can really improve things for all of us.
Very good. And where can our listeners go to attend the Zoom meeting?
They can go to our website, sustainablebainbridge.org/events, and you will find this food waste forum listed under our events for that month.
Okay, and we'll include links on our BCB webpage to that location. Diane and Deb, thank you for joining me today. It's been very informative, and I look forward to hearing more.
Thank you for having us on, Sonia.
Thank you.
And thanks to our audience for listening to this episode of What's Up Bainbridge, which is brought to you by BCB, a community service of BARN.